What is the doctrine of the Trinity? The doctrine of the Trinity is one of the most fundamental doctrines in Christianity, and that's because it deals with the very essence of God, the essential nature of God. The Athanasian Creed, a creed of the early church dating from about 500 BC, says very plainly that no one who does not accept and hold to the doctrine of the Trinity can be saved. And the doctrine of the Trinity is simply this, that there is one eternal God who is eternally existent in three distinct persons. Now, the Bible does not use the term Trinity in the Scripture, but it clearly teaches the doctrine. How does it do this? Well, first of all, it tells us without reservation that there is only one God. Deuteronomy 6:4 says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." God himself later says, "I am the Lord, and there is no other." Jesus also refers to the Father as the only true God. The Bible also teaches, just as surely, that the Father is God, that the Son is God, and that the Holy Spirit is God. And finally, it teaches that the Father is not the Son, the Spirit is not the Son, and the Spirit is not the Father. Now, there are certain errors that are around today and have been around for centuries that one should avoid in thinking about the Trinity. For example, the doctrine of the Trinity does not teach that there are three gods. Another serious error is saying that God has simply revealed himself in different ways throughout history. In the Old Testament, he was the Father, and in Jesus' day, he was the Son, and since then, he is the Holy Spirit. That's an ancient heresy known as modalism. The Trinity says one God, three persons, and each of those three persons are fully and equally divine. It is a wonderful and an important doctrine.